Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. Are you here, Sister Amen?
I am.
We are going to bring our edification audio to you today to edify.
Uh-huh. That's a novel idea.
I think the Word of God is so edifying, and I think that's why we like to dwell in it so much.
It's our life.
Yeah, the Word of God. A brother was just talking about that today, how you let it wash you and change you and correct you and guide you. And when you really surrender to it, it really becomes your complete light. And he was saying how he looks at the world, and the world is looking around and chasing all these things, money and material things and pride and vanity and fashion, all that stuff. But he said when you make the Lord your life, everything just becomes so clear.
Right, exactly.
Just a little thought to start out.
Hope
you're all doing well. We had a very, very good day today. I had to work on the van and do some organizing and always organizing, reorganizing. Mm-hmm. Why? I had to make room for a little wood stove I got. I ordered a small little stainless steel wood stove that we can use for outside cooking. And yeah, maybe someday I might also be able to use it inside the van if we need to. If we're ever in a cold climate that we can't leave, I'll have it for that too. But mostly it's kind of an outdoor cooker.
Uh-huh.
And I had to make some room for that and do some other things. So that was kind of my project today. And I pretty much got it done, so I was pretty happy about that.
That's awesome.
How about you, Sister Amen? You did a bunch of walking and witnessing today, I think.
I did. Those were my projects.
Yeah.
So I had a couple, if you want to call them projects in the store.
Yeah.
Doing my walking and looking and witnessing, I saw a woman looking at some boxes of flowers. It has like a pot in there and a bulb. And I don't even know what kind of flower it was. I just saw her looking at it, so I walked over there. And as soon as I walked over there to look at the flowers, she kind of put a couple in her cart and walked off a couple aisles. So I just kind of followed after her, and I said, "Excuse me, I was wondering if you could tell me about those flowers." And she did. And she talked a little while, and I ended up giving her a gospel card, and she thanked me. She didn't really seem to want to talk much, but she was thankful.
Nice.
And she took
spreading the word, loving your neighbor.
Yeah, so that was one of them. And there was a few other ones, you know, you just kind of scout and see, like, ladies in scooter chairs just sitting there looking at something. You always just offer help, and it's always an opportunity to give a gospel card. So,
amen, amen.
Yeah, praise God, the word goes out.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on a teaching on examining. I have a question for you. Is examining an important part of the Christian life, like when we first became believers? Is that an important part of our life? It is still today.
Oh, but especially
when especially when we're brand new believers, was that an important part of our life, examining?
Yeah,
who else is here, Sister? I mean, you're the only one here.
Asking the people listening.
Oh, no,
to
I'm asking
examine
you.
Themselves.
I'm asking you. Is examining, did that make a big difference in our lives?
Oh, I examined and tested and proved every single thing every single day. Because you know what I thought? When I was first born again, I was like, wow, look at all the lies out there. All these lies they tried teaching me as I was growing up. I was like, I don't believe nothing anybody said. I didn't even believe anything I said or did. I tested that to the word, too.
So we were examining everything and stripping stuff away. And what we find now is in ministry many years later is people, even people that claim churchianity Christ, the false savior, the false gospel they have, they don't want to examine themselves.
Mm-mm.
Because they know they'd be convicted that they're going to find a lot of sin. So they just say, faith alone, grace alone, God's going to save me no matter what. They refuse to examine themselves, but the Bible commands we examine ourselves. So it's a very important aspect, examine, prove, test, and I'm going to do a teaching on that. And we met with some brothers today online, and well, one brother's with us, Van Campen, tonight, and we went over, he did a quick study on help me.
What discernment.
Discernment. Thank you. Because we were talking about a whole bunch of studies he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did one on pragmatism. He did one on killing the flesh. Yeah, it was on discernment. And from discernment, we started talking about examining and testing and proving and all that. So that's going to be up at the Ecclesia Gathering area and our discussion on it and how we have to be discerning in all things as Christ followers.
Yeah, and it made me think about, like, what's one of the biggest areas in our life at this point in our ministry that we need to do for discernment. And I would say, maybe you can come up with a different one, but I was thinking about how to deal with people.
Yeah.
Like people who reach out to us that might seem well-meaning, or you can't really tell when it's via email or even if it's face-to-face, is learning how to rightly deal with people.
And that takes discernment.
Oh, much and discernment.
It can be discernment with people in the body. There's always issues in the body to deal with. And that can be deal with discerning people in the streets.
Yep.
And then it can be discerning people that reach out on the internet and say they want fellowship or they are asking a question. So a lot of discernment has to go on all the time.
Yeah, there's no black and white formula for any of them. It depends on the circumstance. So,
Walk in the Spirit and use the Word, and then your experiences and wisdom guide you to good discernment.
Would you think that's one of the bigger areas in our ministry at this point is, like, discerning how to help people?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because we do so much. We do street ministry, and then now we have, you know, when you have a body of believers that you're trying to guide, and most of them are all younger believers, there's a lot of discernment, there's a lot of helping, there's a lot of discipleship.
Yeah.
That has to go on. So, yeah, I would say, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So it's all good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We met a brother today at the marketplace, and he met us to go van dwelling. And we'll talk about what we're going to do tomorrow a little bit towards the end. What else is on your mind today, Sister Armin?
Just another little simple thought. I don't have a whole lot today, but that's okay. So much goes on, sometimes you can't always remember it all.
Yeah.
But talking to a sister today about balancing ministry and the earthly duties that we have to do. And oftentimes the earthly duties will be... could take up a lot more of a person's time than, like, actual direct ministry. But our earthly duties, whether they're Titus 2, Proverbs 31, whether you're out in the workforce, whether you're helping people, whatever it is that you have to do that isn't, like, directly in emailing people the gospel, giving the gospel out, you know, if it's not directly gospel-related, it's still all done in good works unto the Lord.
Amen.
And especially younger people, they really need to work and labor to at least set themselves free at some point or store up so they can help others and also be set free.
Yep. Amen.
So there's a time and a season for all that. So what we don't want to do is be looking at, oh, I want to be out doing more ministry, or which is good.
Yep.
But you want to balance that out, and you don't want to feel bad if you're a laborer for quite some time. That's good, because Brother Tupos and I had to labor most of our life.
Definitely have to balance all those things out and be patient and wait upon the Lord and do what you can do right where you are.
Right, yeah.
You can work full-time and do ministry. Doesn't mean you can do ministry full-time, but you can work full-time and do ministry right where you are. Online, hand out gospel cards, street preach, whatever.
And oftentimes people could do the ministry right within their work.
Yep.
It's a good witness.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's part of your ministry is being a good witness, too. So, there's all kinds of ways you can look at it.
Yeah,
so
that's a good point.
Just some encouragement.
That's a good point. Yeah. I just got a scripture verse. We were talking about that study we did on discernment and discussion we did. Hebrews 5:14. I like this. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So we got to discern both good and evil. We do that in the Spirit. We do that in the Word, and we get better at it as we're being sanctified. We're more perfect, which means complete and mature, walking in the Lord.
Yeah, you can learn how to discern by watching other people, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because you may see something that they do or don't do and didn't even realize it, hadn't even seen it in your own life. So there's so many different ways you can learn how to discern.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Yeah, definitely. There's different ways to discern and different aspects to discernment, and wisdom and knowledge all comes together to do it rightly.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else, Sister Armin?
Yeah, I have a scripture verse.
Nice.
I have James 5:7-8. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, a husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh.
I like that. Establish your heart. We would say establish.
Yeah,
right. I like that. Establish your heart.
Yep, and we want to be ready.
Yeah.
Because he's coming, or we're going to meet him at some point if we endure.
Either our death or his second coming.
Exactly, yeah.
I did that teaching. We don't want to be ashamed at that time. We want to be ready, looking, watching for.
It's a good thing to ask yourself every day, even at night before you go to sleep. You may not wake up. Are you ready?
Right. Yep. Amen. Have you been seeking the kingdom? Is your heart and mind set upon it?
Yeah, and if not, repent and the Lord's mercies are new every morning if we get that.
Amen. If you get a new morning, the mercies are new the next morning. Yeah. Tomorrow, our young brother met us here. We're going to go and street preach at a, it's not a big event, at a Lutheran, like, craft show in a Lutheran church, but it's called, like, a Christbaum craft show, Christbaum Fest. And I guess Baum means tree in German.
So it'll be like Christmas tree.
Some type of Christmas event. Something. So we're going to go stand on a sidewalk and we're going to hold gospel signs. There's not a lot of events in the area where we are this time of year, but this one is right kind of close where we are. So we're going to go and we're going to do that one. And then Sunday we're going to stand out at a church.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of looking forward to that to get back into, well, not back into, but keep doing ministry. We try to witness every day, and then, of course, on the weekends when there's events, we go and do those. So, and it's always joyous when you get to do it with a young brother who's really rising up and learning how to do ministry. So,
oh, yeah.
That's always awesome as well. We'll probably fly gospel signs in this downtown area where we're going, too.
Oh, we've been through there many times on trips and stuff and never had the time to stop and fly signs. I've been wanting to, so that'd be awesome.
It's kind of a neat little downtown area, and it's cute. Do a lot of stuff for the holidays, so I think it'll be a good place to fly signs, and we'll see how that goes, and hopefully we'll have audios and videos to edify, and maybe some people that have ears to hear will hear.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But God's going to be glorified no matter what.
Amen. Amen. And then I just have one verse to close us out, Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. The Lord has exceeding joy in his people when they do good and walk in his truth. The question I would have for everybody, do you have exceeding joy as you're serving God? Or is that a drudgery to you?
Oh, I have so much I could share with sisters
all around
the world.
Should be a joy to serve the Lord and do his work and do the ministry and do his word. It shouldn't be drudgery. If it's drudgery, you definitely have to check your heart.
Yeah, amen. I love that word, exceeding.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, put an end to it. It begins and then it just keeps going.
Yeah, it's like
it's like
diligent, or it's like fervent.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. So, anything else, Sister Armin?
Yeah. That I'm thankful for the saints who love the Lord and striving on for him because he's worthy. The world is so dark and so many people hate him that it's such a joy to know some and know that there are many others out there.
Amen.
He's got his people out there, even if we don't know.
Amen.
Just sharing love and hope you strive on.
And it's exciting to see a young couple that just entered van life.
I didn't know if you were going to go there.
Yep, yeah. And they're getting ready to cross the Canadian border tomorrow, Lord willing, and they're coming down to do ministry for 6 months. So that's pretty exciting. A young couple with two small children devoting their life to just living out in the world in van life, preaching the gospel. So we're excited to be able to help them, and we're excited to see young brothers rising up in their own ministries, and we're excited to see other saints that have out across the world that we don't get to see face to face, all striving for the kingdom. So it's a good and glorious time to be a follower of Christ, even though there's so few of us. To get to know some of them is quite encouraging, and I know it glorifies God.
Amen.
Yeah. So we're going to leave it right there. We hope that edified you. Check out the resources at the edification tab. We're going to have those audio teachings and some other things. And who knows, there'll be something else up there. Pictures, scriptures, video. Sister Amin always finds good things to put up there. Her and I put our heads together and we put stuff up there to offer something every single day. Why? Because we love God. We love our neighbor. And we love the brethren.
Amen.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. Go forth. Let your light shine. Don't put it under a basket. If you're born of Christ, he is worthy.
May God be praised.
Amen.